It's my music top 10 from 1995. So here goes. Van Morrison, Days Like This. I can't recall any Van Morrison album not being in my top 10. Why? Because the quality is always 5-star. On this one, he's got the title track Rain Check, which I love. You Don't Know Me and Ancient Highway. Check it out. He is a gem. And he's getting on a bit now. So we don't know how many more he's going to come out with. At 9, The Gold Experience, Prince. I first got caught a little bit of this on video when there was this gorgeous black woman phoning in her sexual desires and Prince delivering on video as you saw her get an orgasm listening to it. So that about just sums it up. The best tracks, the most beautiful girl in the world, an enchanting R&B ballad, and shush when Prince loads that guitar up like a machine gun. What more can you ask for? At 8, David Bowie, Outside. Now, this album didn't sell as well as I would have liked, but it's a fascinating album. A lot of interesting Eno-inspired electronica. It's a very underrated album. And my top song on it is Hello Space Boy, which goes along at a jagged pace. At 7, we've got the albino from Mali, Sali Keita and Folon. Well, his music is just magnetic. His voice just drifts over you and you feel you're in Mali, sitting in a field, listening to him play his guitar. But another great aspect of his music are his harmony singers. The girls are thoroughly enchanted. Up to number 6, King Crimson and Thrack. Yes, Robert Fripp is still going and he's still managing to provide us with some great music. There's been quite a gap between this album and Discipline and Three of a Pair and Beat, but I like it and it's obviously a similar style. I'm not too sure whether B-Low is on this, but Dinosaur and Walking in Air are the standouts. Up to number 5, Boo Radley's Wake Up. If you love your pop music, listen to this. It's absolutely brilliant. And what's that guy's name? Martin somebody, is the singer and writer. Wake Up, Bo and Joey are the standouts. At number 4, The Great Escape by Plur. Damon Albarn and Coxon, certainly doing well on this album. There's some brilliant tracks on it. It's a mix of sort of slow and fast furious Brit lot rock, country house, which I believe is about McCartney, but we're not quite sure. Stereotypes, Charmless Man, and The Universal, which has a tremendous piece of score arrangement with the strings. It's a gem of an album. Number 3, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness by Smashing Pumpkins. This is a double album, and Billy Corgan really hits high spots here. Some of the ballads are right out of Abbey Road. He is obviously a big fan of the Beatles, and he's still got that punky energy. Tonight is a great single. Bullets with Butterfly Wings really tears the shit out of the guitars. To Forgive, Porcelain, and By Starlight are other highlights. We're into the top two, and it's At Two, Stanley Road by Paul Weller. Now, some of you might know that Stanley Road was the road where Paul was born and brought up in Woking in Surrey. And I do know Woking. On this album, his third solo record, he brings in some soul-y style songs, slow ballad with his traditional rock stuff. The highlight for me is You Do Something To Me about his wife. Walk On Gilded Splinters is an old song I first heard done by Dr. John. It's a slow, smoky blues. And Porcelain Dogs is a track that really steams along with the rhythm section sounding as tight as your ass. At number one, Different Class by Pulp. Jarvis Cocker is certainly an entertaining artist. He's full of surprises. He writes fantastic lyrics, and he's got a verbal vocal delivery that you just hang on every note. This had some scorchers on it, two huge singles, Common People and Disco 2000, but the rest of it is damn fine as well. Sorted for Ease and Wise and The Magical Underwear. Most of them are about adolescence and the desire of the opposite sex. But who cares? It's magical pop. It's not Britpop, it's magical pop. So that's my take on 1995. Hope you've enjoyed it.